Comedy runs in the Kansas City family of Kathy Sudeikis. Her brother is George Wendt, Norm of Cheers fame, and her son is Jason Sudeikis of film and Saturday Night Live fame, best known for a whole bunch of things, with one of them being his impersonations of Joe Biden on the program. Jason will be in town on Saturday night for a benefit for Gilda's Club, and he joins us now from Los Angeles. And Jason Sudeikis, so good to have you back. Welcome back.
Nice to be back, at least on the phone.
Yeah, at least on the phone. That's as good as we can do right now. Well, did your mom have to drag you into this Gilda's Club thing, Jason, or how enthusiastic of a participant are you here?
No, I'm very willing, very willing. Though she does, wield the power to make me do things I don't want to, as all mothers do. No, I started doing stuff for Gilda's Club when working with Second City in Chicago. Based on, the Gilda that they refer to as Gilda Radner.
That's right.
Most people know from SNL, but also, had a past in Second City. And, so we had done shows with the Second City Touring Company, in the late 90s. So that's basically what I'm replicating, those old memories of performing with the Second City Tourco, a touring company that I first time I saw was at the American Heartland Theater.
Oh yeah,
in Kansas City. So,
tell us a little more about
1995.
What is Gilda's Club, Jason? Tell us a little more about it.
Well, I mean, basically, the way I refer to it is like Gilda's Club is a cancer support community.
Yeah.
For men, women, children, teens, family, and the friends, anybody that's being affected by cancer, and not it's not always just the people that are afflicted with it. It's, the people that love those people as well. And so it is, doors wide open, free of charge for any of their support, any of their supportive, systems that they have in place, whether it be just speaking with doctors, speaking with other people, just sometimes a place to vent or to, to cry or, more importantly, to laugh.
Hey, how many Gilda's Clubs are there, Jason?
That's a great question. I think there's
a bunch, right?
Yeah, like 25. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe more than 25 at this point.
Yeah. Well, it's not easy to crack wise about cancer. That's a subject I know something about myself. So how do you guys approach Saturday night when you're going to be out here?
Well, I mean, you just do a straightforward Second City show, which, there's a lot of things in the world that are tough to joke about, but so you joke about everything else to sort of, allow you to get through the things you can't.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's turn to last week's Saturday Night Live. On the Weekend Update segment, you played country star Brad Paisley.
I portrayed to a degree. I didn't give him too much specificity. I mean, he's a lot more soft-spoken and probably more gentlemanly than I think, as is LL Cool J, for that matter.
I was going to say, Kenan Thompson, your sidekick, played the role of rapper LL Cool J, trying to explain what's been called their not-so-perfect song, Accidental Racist, which was a very odd combination for two folks to get together to write a song. Let's listen to a segment from that sketch.
I'll tell you what, Seth, looking back on it, maybe we should have let just one person hear the song before we sent it to a record company.
I mean, anybody.
Maybe.
Yeah, it just seems like you threw the whole thing together pretty fast.
Oh, come on now, Seth. We spent 11 minutes writing that song.
I almost finished the whole pizza.
Yeah, that's a lot of carbs. Okay, I mean, there were whole verses we wrote that we didn't even use, okay? Hey, you won't hear them?
No.
Okay, well, then you're a racist.
All right, fine.
So you're saying that wasn't exactly Brad Paisley?
No, not at all. No, that's more of like my version of Foghorn Leghorn, I think. I sometimes think it's more important to make sure the, what the jokes are about are more important than how the person saying the joke sounds. That's my impression.
Whose idea was it to take on that whole subject of the song Accidental Racist? Or was it just all too easy to go after that?
Yeah, I mean, in this day and age, usually whose idea it was it's usually America's idea. Like, you just look on Twitter or you look on Huffington Post or CNN and you're like, whatever people are talking about, I mean, part of the beauty of the show and sometimes, the bad part of the show is that it reflects, what's going on in America and like American society, if not, the world. So everybody was talking about that song. So then, we feel a strong obligation. But yes, it is pretty ripe for parody when you have, a country star and a rapper, singing about racism and, in a Starbucks.
Yeah.
But I do, to their credit, I think, you know, both LL and Brad have, you know, said in the press, you know, that it was about getting the conversation started, and, you know, here we are 2 days later still talking about it, you know, so
yeah.
The song, that is.
Yeah.
It's always fun to you know, joke about it, but at the end of the day, it's just jokes.
Yeah. Well, today is Tuesday. I'm wondering, to what extent are you already seeing ideas for the next show that you guys are going to do?
The next SNL show?
Yes, right.
Yeah, with Zach Galifianakis. Nothing. I won't. To think about it ahead of time. I mean, I wrote down some. I wrote down an idea this morning about a new abdominal workout where it's just two guys who are preaching the new workout method of dry heaving to work out their abs.
Yeah.
It's just two guys that, you know, just to, instead of doing crunches, they just go just tense up their stomach muscles. So that's the kind of brilliance that goes on in the off week.
But you're not getting, like, emails from writers in New York saying, we're thinking about going this way, we're thinking about going that way next week?
Oh, I mean, if I did, I wouldn't read them. I'd be like, take your vacation.
Really?
No, what would happen, I think, is most individuals on the show would, you know, jot down ideas or type them into their cell phones or whatever, you know, whatever their process is for logging ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the bulk of the writing doesn't happen until the week of, just because it is so, you know, ephemeral. Like, it's happening in the moment. Like, there's no way to anticipate what people will be talking about, you know, 3 weeks from now, because, you know, as you know, evident with the news, things change in a matter of moments, and you know, we reflect that. So
yeah.
you can't think too far ahead. And then there's always the chemistry that you have with the host, you know, that you may not know until the moment. Zach's been there a few times before, but like for the majority of the writers and stuff, you know, they don't know him. So they have to sort of get a sense of that. So, yeah, not much pre-planning goes in until the week of the show. Then it's full steam ahead.
Okay, so the next live show, is it this coming Saturday night?
No, it's not. No, this next coming Saturday, the only one that anybody needs to worry about is Giggle with Gilda.
Okay.
At the Midland.
Okay.
And then the Saturday after that is a rerun on TV, and it's the Saturday after that. So what is that, like May?
Okay.
May something. I can probably look here. I have a calendar. Pretty, May 4th. How about that?
So you aren't going to worry about the May 4th show until that week, obviously, is what you're saying. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, literally until probably the Sunday night of when, you know, you have a little wine and then you just start brainstorming.
Yeah. I should point out that tickets are on sale now for the 4th Giggle with Gilda fundraiser benefiting Gilda's Club, Kansas City, the comedy improv benefit featuring Saturday Night Live actor and Kansas City native Jason Sudeikis will be on Saturday at the Midland by AMC. For tickets, we'll have a thing on our website, kcur.org, for all ticket information to see Jason Sudeikis and his cast of characters coming up Saturday night. Hey, how many more years do you want to do SNL, Jason?
Gosh, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I have any more good ideas as the dry heaving suggestion.
Tested. You know, I like
made
it.
Very evident, you know.
Yeah, that works.
It's the toughest. It's the best job and the toughest job in the world to leave. You get, you know, Lorne Michaels, our boss, you know, gives us the incredibly irresponsible opportunity to, you know, write something on a Monday or Tuesday and then do it on Saturday in front of, you know, 7 to 20 million people if you count the internet, which I do now, finally. Just this year, I finally started counting the internet. it's how do you walk away from that? But at some point, you know, you got to head off into the sunset, hopefully on a horse, because it's a long walk.
What's it like working with Lorne Michaels? He's got such a reputation now in the business, Jason. What's he like to work with?
It's great. A lot of times, you know, much like, you know, some of my favorite basketball coaches and some of my favorite, like, you know, improv and sketch comedy teachers in Chicago, you just sort of, you know, shut up and just listen to him. And, you know, because he's, as the joke goes, you know, he's forgotten more about comedy than I'll ever know. So, I flew Olivia, my girlfriend, and I flew out to L.A. with him. And just literally just, you know, he just, you know, story after story. And it's really fun. It's like, you know, listening to a legend, a guy that's been involved with everything, comedically, at least in at least one degree of separation from everything for the last 40 years.
Nope.
Yeah, no kidding.
And remarkable.
I bet he's got some amazing stories, too, Jason. Just breathtaking
stories.
Yeah, it's
so much better than reading.
Yeah. Just listening to Lorne Michaels
better.
That way. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just at Shawnee Mission West, where you went to school here, were you the class clown? Or was it something completely different?
I feel like we had a lot of class clowns. There was a really, really talented group of people, both in the theater department, which I didn't really mess around with much, but then in our forensics, like speech and debate department. And I feel like there was just, you know, funny guys and gals all over the place. I don't know if you know, like with any of the Shawnee Mission schools, any school that size is going to have, you know, a cabal of clowns.
Yeah.
I mean, I may have been one of them, but, yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well, Jason, it's always good to have you here. And, again, we'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday night. It's the Giggle with Gilda featuring the Second City National Touring Company with Jason Sudeikis. Takes place this Saturday at the Midland by AMC. Doors open at 6:30. Tickets start at $45. More information on our website, kcur.org. Jason, great to visit with you.
Thank you, as always.
You bet. All the best. Again, that's SNL's Jason Sudeikis. You can find more information on all of our broadcasts at kcur.org.